Now, back to the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the Baum Show. Don't forget, at the, well, actually, he's just looking at me and saying, don't forget to remind listeners, as we pointed out on our last show, that this show is live every Wednesday. This show is live. Today is Wednesday, May 28th. We are live on TalkZone.com. You can call us right now at 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. The Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com with Jordan Goodman, our friend, our expert on investments and how to make some money in good times and bad times. And frankly, we're in bad times. Jordan, the risk calendar of 0 to 10. Who's at 0? Who's at 10? Don't say me at 0. I'm more or less like a...
half of 1%.
I'm probably in the 2 to 3.
All right. Well, you know, nothing wrong with that. Just realize that in today's environment, you're going to earn low returns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're going to take minimal risk, this is not like the good old days where you had 10% CDs. You know, today it's 1 and 2% CDs. So there are ways that I could even get somebody scaredy cat like you to make some money,
okay,
despite your resistance.
All right.
You know?
I looked up, by the way, folks, I looked up Jordan's website during our commercial break, and it's right there, easy to reach. And right. And this bank is legit. Legal,
legit.
No problem.
FDIC Insurance.
I never heard
bank.
Of EverBank.
Well, I try to give you things you haven't heard of.
All right,
you know?
EverBank. Who owns this?
It's a publicly traded company. It's a bank. It's based in Jacksonville, Florida. They've been around forever.
All right.
So, you know, they don't typically advertise in your local market, maybe, but...
No Bear Stearns guys involved.
No Bear Stearns guys.
All right.
FDIC
just,
Insurance.
Just
here.
Asking. Like. Okay. Go ahead. All right. Zero to one to two is me.
All right, so in the zero, in the very low-risk area, I would do things like the CDs we just talked about, like the oil income trusts, where you're going to get very high yields.
Uh-huh.
There are loads of other high-yield stocks as well, with yields over 5% if you're very low-risk. I'll just give you another example. The oil tanker stocks, okay, like Frontline, Double Hull Tankers, Diana Shipping, Knightsbridge Tankers, all those, they have yields of about 10 to 15%. They transport the oil from Saudi Arabia or wherever, you know, to the United States or to Europe. And they charge about $200,000 a day to do that.
Okay.
And the oil companies are glad to pay it because they're making so much money when the oil gets here, right?
Now can I make a suggestion here?
Sure.
On this? You really want to look closely at these tanker companies that are single-hulled because you don't want them, do you?
Correct. So, for example, double-hull tankers, one of the ones I just mentioned, only has double-hull tankers. There's actually, since the Exxon Valdez happened, they've had legislation going around the world that is mandating a conversion from all single-hull to double-hull tankers as a protection against oil spills. So the ones I just mentioned have double-hull fleets, and it's takes a while to build a double-hull tanker. In fact, if you ordered one today, Dave, you may be able to get one in 5 years. Okay, these mm-hmm. take a long time to build, and there's a waiting list for them.
Now, these are stocks, New York Stock Exchange.
Correct. Easy. 15%, you know, 14, 15% yields, and the stocks have been going up because of, you know, the huge demand for oil.
Okay.
So that's an example of
that's,
that.
That's still in the low risk.
Risk. That's right, because you're getting a very high dividend yield, and you're getting some appreciation. Another one in the very low-risk area would be dividend reinvestment plans, or DRIPs, as they're called. Now, this is the Rumpelstiltskin way to make money. You put money in there, you set it up, and you go to sleep for 20 years, and you wake up rich. You like that kind of thing, right? So, for example, there's about 1,300 companies that offer dividend reinvestment plans. My favorites are the 20 that offer what are called discount dividend reinvestment plans, meaning you get a 5% bonus on top of your regular dividend. I like to give you free money if you don't object too much, Dave. Are you open to that idea?
Good. Let's move right along.
All right. So there's about 20 companies, again, offer discount DRIP plans.
All right.
You give them $100 of dividends, they give you $105 worth of stock. Automatically, no commissions, without you even thinking about it. And then if you want to really make it juice it up more, add additional money, which is what's called optional cash purchase. So in addition to the dividends being reinvested, you put in another 50 or 100 bucks a month, whatever it may be, and on automatic pilot, and you wake up, as long as it's a good, solid company, you know, 20 years from now, it'll be worth tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, because it's compounding automatically.
How much time do you have to spend studying all these strategies?
About 5 minutes, you know. I mean, I list them in the book. I make it really easy.
I know
easy
you
for
do.
You. And you just see, here are the companies. There's a website, for example, called directinvesting.com. You go on there, you set it up. I think they charge a one-time fee of like $25 or something. Done. It's set up on automatic pilot. You don't have to look at it again for 20 years. I try to make it easy for you, Dave, here.
All right, now this is still 0 to 5.
That would be in the very low-risk area.
All correct. Right.
All right? So we want to move up a little bit more. This is now the middle.
I'm following your list here, by the way.
Good.
I'm moving down from drips.
Okay. The next one, not in any particular order here, but in the middle risk area, would be passive income investments. Now, these are things where you set it up once, and pretty much it runs itself, and you're making money in your sleep. Are you open to that idea?
Do you want to make a lot or a little bit of your sleep?
Comment
yet.
Okay.
No comment yet. Passive what?
Passive income strategies.
All right, okay.
Is you pretty much set it up, or it's set up for you.
We won't use the acronym on this show.
Okay, that's right. Okay, so let me give you some examples of that. There are what are called POS, or point-of-sale machines. Now, when you go to a convenience store or the airport or a taxi cab or all kinds of places, they swipe your credit card, right?
Yeah.
Every time they swipe your credit or debit card, the merchant pays a fee to the owner of that machine
right.
for the privilege of getting their money right away.
Right.
25, 50 cents, whatever it may be. So there are companies, which I list in Fast Profits and Hard Times, which place machines for you, collect the money, and just give you checks. So anytime anybody's swiping, you're making money while you're sleeping.
That's what I call passive income. Come on. That's too easy.
I'm trying to make it easy
that's
for you.
That's too easy.
Well, that's the way it works. So
you invest in a company.
Not the company. They actually do the machines. You are buying a portfolio of machines, which they place in high-volume locations. They place them in airports, in taxi cabs, in Walmart, in convenience stores, wherever it may be. They know before they even put it in there what kind of volume that store
has. But in tough times, let me play the devil's advocate here. In tough times, if people are going to charge less...
Debit card's the same, right? People are going to use convenience stores to buy gas and, junk food.
So regardless of the times, you're saying cash is ultimately going to be the loser.
That's right. People are using credit and debit much more than cash these days. And, I mean, they know before they go into a place what its volume has been over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if the volume doesn't hold up, they move the machine to a place that is higher volume.
So you buy into the machine.
They assemble a portfolio of machines for you, correct. And then as people are swiping all day, you're making money. They send you checks every month, and you're sleeping. See? Isn't that easy? Do you want more easy money?
What do you call this? Passive?
Income.
Passive income.
Income strategies. That's correct.
The ATM and the debit swipe machine.
ATM is a different thing. Well, you can do that, too. But this is what's called point of sale, POS machines.
Okay.
And either credit or debit works just as well.
Man.
All right? And then you can either take the money. It's about a 20% yield on that, and they pay you monthly. You can either take it in cash, or you can reinvest it back in more machines and grow your portfolio even more.
How about vending machines?
Vending machines is another one. Now here, as long as you have a high-quality product in a place people want to buy it, it is literally a cash machine. You go by every week and pick up lots of cash and coins, refill the machine, and go back the next week and do the same thing. So the important thing is to have quality products people want in locations.
Well, how do you invest in a vending machine?
You can buy a vending machine. You can either buy an existing portfolio of vending machines, or you can buy new vending machines and put them in locations that don't have vending machines. There are people that all they do in life, Dave, is locate vending machines. They're called locators.
You know, this is very true. I mean, folks, what Jordan Goodman is saying is very true. A long time ago, I had a friend, didn't know what he did for a living. We're sitting around having dinner one night, and I said to him, I said, what do you do? And he said, you won't believe this. My job is to go around to motels and to gas stations and to empty the condom machines in the gas stations. And remember, you'd put a quarter in the motels in the old days, and it would give you it would start to shake and kind of like make you feel better.
Right.
He had the Midwest, the lower Midwest area for condom machines and gas stations and this slumber thing in motel. This is basically what you're talking about, isn't
it? That's right. Vending machines today, you can do anything. You can sell MP3 players. You can sell soda, candy, chips, whatever it may be. There's all kinds of things.
Well, who do you call? Is there a 1-800 number that say, I want concessions for New York, Chicago, L.A.?
Well, you don't typically do it by an entire state. You do it by local area, you know. But, yes, I have in Fast Profits and Hard Times at the end of that chapter, I have a list of all the places that let you do that. Now, there you can go to a locator who already is an expert at finding good locations for you.
And but aren't the good locations gone?
Sometimes, but not always. There's always people finding new locations. Say there's a new store or there's a new gas station.
I don't want these machines in a high-crime area because I'll be scared to go in and take my money.
That's right. You want them in good places. I mean, health clubs. There's all kinds of places to do it. But, I mean, I'm not a locator. That's not my job, but I can tell you how to find the locators, you know. And there are people that do that. Or you can buy an existing portfolio of vending machines that have a long track record.
And your comments here are performance and downtimes category unaffected. People snack in good times and bad.
Is that true or not, huh? They still snack.
Yeah.
They probably, the more anxiety, they probably snack more.
Now, would you consider that to be a
low risk?
A low risk.
Absolutely low risk. Right?
I love it. All right. Here's one that I have some concerns about. Cash flow brokering.
All righty. I actually just came back from a convention last week in San Francisco of the cash flow people. Now, a cash flow is when there's money coming from one place to another that's reliable, that you know it's going to happen. Okay? So there's two ways to make money from that. One is to buy that cash flow at a discount, which is called a factor. The other way is to broker it between you be the intermediary between the owner of the cash flow and the people who want to buy the cash flow, and you make a commission. All right. So I'll just give you there's about 60 different ways to do that. I'll just give you two simple examples. If you do a lottery winner, somebody just won $10 million in the lottery. Okay. They are assured they're going to get payments of whatever it is for the next 10 years, a total of $10 million.
So, got it.
Okay. They don't want to wait 10 years for the $10 million.
They want the cash up front.
If I give you $7 million today, will you turn over your cash flow to me? I said, absolutely. So there are funding sources that will be glad to do that. They say, okay, give them $7 million. They then get their payments over the next 10 years. They're assured $10 million. The guy's happy, the funding source is happy, and you make a nice commission in between.
So basically, let's say that I win the state lottery.
Yep. You could factor your cash instantly.
I tell the state I want to take it out monthly, but you come to me and say, hey, Dave, how'd you like $7 million right now?
Right.
So I take the deal with you and take your $7 million in cash.
And the funding
source. And the funding source, the state, sends the monthly money to you.
Yeah, I mean, the funding source is the person giving you the $7
million. Right.
Right? The state is going to send their checks.
To you instead of me.
Correct.
After you pay me off.
That's correct. That's what's called cash flow factoring. Another example would be doctor's offices, okay? Doctors do lots of procedures all the time. It takes them a long time to get paid by insurance companies, Medicare, Medicaid, and so on. So instead of waiting 2 or 3 months, whatever it is, to get paid by the insurance companies, they know they're going to get paid eventually, but, you know, it takes a while, they can factor their receivables and say, you know, I'll sell my receivables for 5% off the top. So the factor, you know, gets 100 cents on the dollar. The doctor gets 95 cents on the dollar right away. And when the insurance company pays, the factor's happy. And you could, again, be a broker. You go to your local doctor's office, and they're having cash flow problems, and say, how about if, you know, I gave you 95 cents on the dollar right now? And doctors are glad to do that kind of thing. That's medical receivables.
It kind of reminds me of these income tax operators who come to you before you get a refund and say, hey, how'd you like it in cash now?
Now, that's different because that's not factoring. They charge you an interest rate for that.
Right. I was going to say
like H&R Block or something.
That's not involved here in this.
It's similar concept. And you get the cash right away.
Yeah.
But they charge extremely high interest rates for you getting your hands on your money, whatever, 2 or 3 weeks before the IRS would pay you. You know. So that's a different ball game, and I wouldn't. But it's a similar concept, but a different way of playing.
This isn't easy to understand. This takes some time.
Yeah, well, there are many different ways to do it. But again, I list the website there. There's something called the American Cash Flow Association, and they specialize.
You say takes months to learn.
You have to learn it because each one has their own little peculiarity. How do you chase lottery winners, right? How you go after doctor's offices? I mean, another example is lawsuits. Okay, when somebody just won a lawsuit. Say they want $1 million from, you know, suing somebody or whatever.
Right.
Again, there are people that all they do in life, Dave, is hang around courtrooms and they approach people who just won lawsuits and say, oh, congratulations, you just won $1 million. How about if I gave you $700,000 right now instead of waiting for it to be paid? And say, deal, done.
That is so true. I saw that years ago as a reporter.
Yeah,
in the criminal courts, especially...
Civil in many cases. If it's a lawsuit, they're going to win.
And in the civil courts, local and federal, you see that all the time.
That's right.
These hangers-on...
Those are the lawsuit factors.
Yeah. These
see?
Are...
So that's all they do in life is wait for people to win lawsuits, you see? And there's a whole bunch of companies that love to fund those because you know it's going to get paid.
I wanted to say to them, go out and get a job.
No, that is their job.
Factoring.
It's a whole world. There are billions of dollars in factoring going on all the time. And in today's hard economy, more factoring is going on because places in many cases can't get loans from banks. So what their big asset is their receivables. So they can get cash for their receivables now from a factor they might not be able to get from a bank.
He is the answer man. He's Jordan Goodman. Our toll-free number, 1-888-463-6748. Hope you're taking notes as you're listening to the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com. Here's one that intrigues me. It's, I've seen this done. I've seen it done. I thought it was pretty complicated. I never spent any time as a reporter trying to understand it. But there are always men and women. Every year, they're kind of like, well, to me, like they were ants coming to food. Tax liens.
Right. Terrific and way to make money in
well,
this market.
Well, I realize that, and I saw some rather interesting characters, shall we say, do very, very well in buying somebody else's tax problems.
That's correct. So what happens when somebody does not pay their property taxes on time?
All right.
The local municipality places a lien on your property.
Got it.
When you pay the property taxes late, you not only pay the property taxes, but you pay a penalty interest rate on top of that set by the municipality.
And this is a great time for that because of the economy.
Tons of tax liens available. This is the best of all times for tax liens. Correct.
So what happens when you buy... All right, let's say that I buy... Well, I'm sorry. I won't interrupt.
Okay, so let me explain it briefly. Okay. So the interest rates are between 8 and 25%, depending on the state. All right? 25% is Texas, for example. Other states are 8%. So whatever it may be, it's mandated by the state. So the worst that you can do is get 8 to 25%. The best you can do is the person doesn't pay their property taxes at all, and you get to buy the property taxes, the property, for the amount of the property taxes.
But all I'm buying are the taxes.
The liens.
I'm not buying the property.
Not at first, but there's typically what's called a two-year redemption period. And if they don't pay their property taxes after 2 years, the city forecloses on them. And now the person in the first position to buy that property is you who owns the tax liens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just give an example. I tell this story in the book. There was a couple down in Oklahoma recently that bought a tax lien on a property worth about $300,000. For $3,000, okay?
Right.
And it was 2 years went by. The property owner said, no, I'm not going to pay my taxes. Mm-hmm. So they basically moved out of the house. They now bought a home for $300,000 for $3,000, okay? And they put it in the market for $250,000, and they sold it. So they made, well over 100 times their money.
Wow.
Okay, now, happen.
So they spent $3,000 to buy the tax lien.
For 2 years.
For 2 years.
So they ended up paying $6,000.
The owner of the property took a walk, didn't want anything to do with it. So all it cost you
is
to buy that house?
Because the amount of the property taxes, correct. Now, there'd be a little bit of closing costs.
All right.
When you actually do it.
And a lot depends on the state, too.
Yeah, all right. So say you put in $6,000, and maybe the closing costs another $4,000, whatever. So say you bought the house for $10,000, okay?
Okay.
And you put it on the market for $250,000, even put it below the market value of $300,000, okay? And you sell it for that. Save and sell it for $200,000, okay? You don't care. You put only $10,000 into it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Now, the people who bought the property don't know what you paid for it, right? So you can make literally 50 or 100 times your money if you do this right.
Now it hits me why these guys were walking around in those days $500 sharkskin suits.
There you go.
Let's get to the phones for Jordan Goodman. Welcome. You're on the Dave Baum Show, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for taking my call, Dave. I recently set up a 529 plan for my son, but listening to some of these things Jordan's talking about, I'm wondering if I made a mistake. Is there a better way to save for college than a straight-up 529 plan?
Well, 529 plan has certain advantages. The disadvantage is you're limited in how you can invest it. They're going to give you certain funds, and that's about it. You do get certain tax advantages. The money in there is growing tax-free. As long as you use it for college, it's totally tax-free. In some states, it is also a tax deduction you know, if you bought the plan in your particular state. But I would agree with you, the kind of results you're going to get in those 529 plans are far, far lower than what we've been talking about here. You can't buy tax liens, you can't buy oil royalty trusts, you can't buy cash flow in your 529 plan. So it's not a bad thing, but you can certainly, I think, get higher returns for some of the things we're talking about here.
That do it for you, Nick?
It does. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Nick, for your call. The Baum Show continues with Jordan Goodman. Here's one that's kind of interesting to me because the very name of the loan makes you kind of wonder how credible it is.
Okay.
Payday loans. We right. all know, if we've read it all, that the payday operators are basically the folks who offer you cash if you got no credit. You got nothing positive going for you.
Well, no bank account.
Yeah,
either.
But you can go in. You can go in and you can get some dough. You can get a buck, and it'll cost you $5 the next day, unless you want the kneecap crushers to come and see you. But well, you got payday loans in it. What's that?
It's a little more less extreme than the way you put it there, Dave.
Oh.
But basically, something like 40 million Americans do not have bank accounts. They're the so-called unbanked. Okay, they can't afford it, they don't have enough money, whatever it is. They literally live paycheck to paycheck, even less than that. This is taking an advance against their paycheck, okay? Or check cashing stores. If you don't have a bank account and you have a check, what are you going to do with it, right?
Yep.
You
got
to go to a check cashing place to do it. These places charge very high interest rates and very high fees. So instead of complaining about it, how about profiting from it? So it's a very consistent business. You typically get yields of about 13%. On this thing, paid monthly.
How do you invest in that? How do you,
I've got it listed in the book. There's a whole
company. Yeah, there's some states they're called currency exchanges, but basically to do what you're talking
currency.
About.
This is check cashing. This is payday advances. This is not having to do with foreign currency.
All right.
This is just people cashing their paychecks in advance. They charge, as you say, a very high fee for doing that. So there are places I list in Fast Profits and Hard Times where you go. They have an existing portfolio. And this is a business that's been around for a long time, will be around forever, very consistent, very conservative. So now you're making 13% paid monthly on these high cash. Now, they're making more than that, and they're making 20% or whatever. So they're giving you only 13%, you know.
Wow.
But, again, a little bit better than your 2% CD.
Good investment in these times we're living in?
Better than ever.
Payday
right?
loans.
Because more and more people are going to be using payday loans and check cashing because they can't afford bank accounts. You're profiting by the current environment. You keep resisting this idea, Dave. I'm not sure.
Oh, all right. Jordan Goodman.
Are you feeling richer, yes?
What?
Are you feeling richer?
Well, I'm making notes.
That's a start. And
payday,
then making money is next.
Payday. I've got some notes on payday. I love the idea of the oil tankers because there's
Absolutely.
Always going to be oil. And eventually they're only going to be double hulls. The single hulls will go by the way.
That's right.
So that's going to be a great investment down the line. I love Canadian oil investment because they don't seem to have the issues we have down here.
Right.
And I love the CDs.
In foreign currency.
In foreign currency. I got to walk into the neighborhood bank and just see. We're going to take a pause on the Baum Show. 1-888-463-6748. Do me a favor. The next time you have an opportunity, walk into your neighborhood bank, assuming it's not a big downtown bank, and say to them, hey, I want to check out some CDs in euros, kroner, zlotys. Pick one. Try euros. That's the simplest. Wait for the look on the guy or the gal's face. It'll be priceless. Then you call me back. You tell me. I call Goodman back and tell him, and he says, see what I tell you.